Consumer Advocate Slam Perry NOPR, RTOs, FERC, written by Rich Hydorn Jr. and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. Consumer Advocates on Thursday urged Congress to pressure FERC to improve the RTO stakeholder process and reject Energy Secretary Rick Perry's directive to rescue Atrisco coal and nuclear generation in competitive markets. The House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing was called to consider consumers' ability to participate in RTO/ISO decision-making. But the witnesses and some Democratic committee members also used the opportunity to tee off on Perry's September 29 notice of proposed rulemaking, which would require RTOs to provide full recovery of costs for generators with a 90-day on-site fuel supply that are not subject to state or local cost-of-service rate regulation. Testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee Thursday were PJM Independent Market Monitor Joe Boring, Rebecca Tepper, Consumer Liaison Group for ISO New England, Mark Vanderhelm, Walmart, John Hughes, Electricity Consumers Resource Council Stephanie Brand, New Jersey Division of Rate Council, and Tyson Slocum, Public Citizen. No one at the Energy Subcommittee hearing spoke in favor of Perry's proposal, which called on FERC to develop a final rule providing RTOs with direction within 60 days. Consumer advocates from New Jersey and Massachusetts and representatives for Public Citizen and industrial consumers testified along with PJM's Independent Market Monitor. Slocum. Tyson Slocum, director of Public Citizen's energy program, was the most critical witness, citing a triple threat to consumers posed by political efforts by owners of mismanaged and uneconomic generation seeking subsidies, regional transmission organizations constructed to serve transmission and generator interests at the expense of the public interest, and a FERC that fails to uphold just and reasonable rate design, oversight, and enforcement. No to coal, nuclear subsidies. Slocum said Perry's proposal reads more like a President Trump tweet than a reasoned, serious policy proposal, joining other witnesses in rejecting Perry's claim of a resiliency crisis. Even more shocking than the Department of Energy's proposal is FERC's response to fast-track its consideration, with its order giving the public only 21 days to provide initial comments on the DOE rulemaking, Slocum said. Boring. PJM Monitor Joe Boring said the RTOs market has resulted in a reliable system despite significant changes in underlying market forces, working flexibly to address both market exit and entry without preferences for any technologies. He dismissed concerns over fuel diversity, saying PJM's is higher than ever. There is no reason to intervene in the markets in order to provide reliability and resilience, he said. Concerns over natural gas supply interruptions would be better addressed through a careful evaluation of the reliability of gas pipelines, the compatibility of the gas pipeline regulated business model with the merchant generator market business model, the degree to which electric generators have truly firm gas service, and the need for a gas RTO to help ensure reliability, he said. Hughes. John P. Hughes, CEO of the Electricity Consumers Resource Council, which represents industrial consumers, said the NOPR would result in the destruction of the competitive wholesale electric markets. By proposing out-of-market payments to prevent plant retirements, he said, DOE is saying manufacturing jobs are not as important as the jobs at economically obsolete coal-fired and nuclear power plants, for which the market has already provided much more economic alternatives. We know that coal-fired and nuclear plants are not immune from so-called black swan events such as hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis, he added. Hughes said grid operators can ensure sufficient supplies of essential reliability services such as frequency response through markets and without subsidies. He criticized FERC, saying it backtracked from its policy to favor market-based solutions over command and control when it issued a proposed rulemaking in November 2016 requiring all new generators to provide primary frequency response. A FERC spokeswoman said the commission had no response to the criticism at the hearing. Mark Vanderhelm, Walmart Vice President of Energy, also made a plug for markets. When we compare our cost per kilowatt hour in 2016 to our cost per kilowatt hour in 2007, we find that our cost in customer choice jurisdictions decreased by almost 7% on average. In contrast, our cost in jurisdictions without customer choice increased by 14%, he said. Arbitrary fuel requirement. Slocum said DOE's call for 90 days of on-site fuel was arbitrary. He noted that during Hurricane Harvey, the coal piles at NRG Energy's WA Parish plant in Texas were so soaked with water that the plant switched 2 units to natural gas for the first time since 2009, and that Florida lost much of its nuclear generation during Hurricane Irma because of precautionary shutdowns and mechanical problems. Green. Representative Gene Green noted that NRG's San Jacinto natural gas plant kept operating despite receiving 47 inches of rain. Natural gas was by far the largest electric provider during the storm, although I can also say our nuclear power plant in southeast Texas continued to function very well, Green said. It's frankly just not the case that increasing natural gas-fired plants is threatening reliability of the grid. Representative Frank Pallone criticized what he called Perry's ill-conceived and wholly unjustified effort to commandeer the FERC rulemaking process. Subsidizing non-competitive generation for a small, if any, grid benefit at massive expense to consumers is wrong, Representative Paul Tonko said. And it definitely should not be done through a rushed process. Energy Subcommittee Vice Chairman Pete Olson also indicated concern over the proposal, citing FERC Commissioner Robert Powelson's speech to the Organization of PJM States Inc. or OPSI annual meeting Wednesday, at which he stressed FERC's independence and sought to reassure those who fear the rule would destroy competitive markets. Powelson said regarding concerns if the rule does undo competitive markets, quote, when that happens, we're done. I'm done, Olson recounted. Wow. Olson added. That is pretty strong. Commissioner Cheryl LaFleur seconded Powelson's vow not to destroy the markets, tweeting, great message. Consumer's voice in stakeholder process. The witnesses were also critical of FERC's and RTO's efforts on behalf of consumers. Brand. Tepper. Stephanie Brand, director of the New Jersey Division of Rate Counsel, and Rebecca Tepper, chairman of ISO New England's Consumer Liaison Group, said RTOs should explicitly consider consumer costs in their policymaking and transmission planning, noting that generation and transmission costs account for 60% of customers' bills in their states. They said RTOs should provide dedicated funding to ensure consumer advocates can attend stakeholder meetings, as enjoined by the consumer advocates of PJM states and the New England States Committee on Electricity. Tepper, chief of the Massachusetts Attorney General's Energy and Telecommunications Division, said RTOs should provide cost impact analyses on all major proposals and require that at least one RTO board member has experience in consumer issues or serves as a consumer liaison. Slocum, who criticized RTOs as political entities designed to serve entrenched economic interests, called for increased transparency, saying stakeholder meetings should be recorded and transcribed, and that RTOs be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. He also called for splitting RTO functions to limit management's role in stakeholder meetings, establishing a 2-year revolving door prohibition on state regulators and utility executives going to work for an RTO, and barring entities under RTO jurisdiction from serving as financial sponsors of RTO special events. He had specific criticism for PJM's sector-weighted voting process, which he said appears to be designed for the primary purpose of expanding the voting power of transmission owners and generators, and diminishing the voting power of end users. End users actually represent half of the energy system, and should therefore represent half of the weighted sector voting rights, he said. PJM's consumers are grouped in the end user sector, and receive a 20% weighting like the 4 other sectors, transmission owners, generation owners, other suppliers, and electric distributors. Asked to respond to the criticism, PJM spokesman Ray Dotter said the RTO saves consumers $3 billion annually and runs an open and inclusive stakeholder process. PJM's governance is designed to ensure that no membership sectors have undue influence and has been approved by the FERC. At the same time, our independent board is empowered to act without the consent of members when it determines that market rule changes are necessary, and it has done so, Dotter said in a statement. Nevertheless, such rule changes must be considered and approved by the FERC. Transmission spending. Pallone. Representative Pallone asked Brand about a report released September 29 by American Municipal Power that found more than half of the $24 and $0.30 billion in transmission projects in PJM since 2012 were supplemental projects initiated by TOs and not required to comply with RTO or federal reliability requirements. Brand said the TOs proposed supplemental projects because they are incredibly lucrative. Returns on transmission are huge, so everyone wants to build whatever they can, she said. The need for the projects is not adequately reviewed at PJM. The returns that are granted by FERC for transmission are completely off the charts. Some utilities are getting close to a 12% return on these projects, which in this economy is a bit crazy. FERC. Brand, speaking on behalf of the National Association of State Utility Consumer Advocates, said FERC also needs to do more to create consumer-friendly proceedings. Nearly all proceedings are conducted on paper, with limited opportunity for public input. Evidentiary and public hearings are rare. There is no opportunity for cross-examination if factual certifications are submitted, and there is no oral argument on the legal or policy issues. Slocum repeated his call for FERC to provide funding for interveners representing the public before the commission so that they can afford attorneys and expert witnesses.